New Labor Department statistics for the month of November show that the unemployment rate shot to 6% in November and stung black Americans more harshly than whites. While the unemployment rate for whites remained relatively constant, with a climb from 5.1% to 5.2%, blacks faced a much larger increase, with a jump from 9.8% to 11%. Economist Margaret Sims is Vice President for Research at the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies here in Washington. She says the numbers don't surprise her.
This is not just a new phenomenon. The differential is there, even when times are good.
Despite advances in opportunity over the last 20 years, she says blacks are still more vulnerable to recession than whites.
African Americans are more likely to suffer from economic downturn because of a combination of lower education, more precarious jobs, and discrimination.
Sims says blacks are concentrated in low-end jobs in sectors that are subject to rise and fall with the economy, such as the construction, hotel, and restaurant industries. But she says there are solutions.
Investments in education and workforce training on the part of both individuals and on the part of the government can help to alleviate some of the skill differentials.
Economist Margaret Sims also says the enforcement of anti-discrimination and equal opportunity laws could help close the gap between white and black unemployment rates.